This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. And actually, BT, it's really a story of the day. And it involves Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I came home, I think I told you a little bit about this off the air. I don't think I mentioned this on the air. Last week, when we got home from Disney after a long day, Long Island, dropped Sammy off my mom's, come back home, getting ready for eye surgery the next day, smell a gas leak.
Yeah, you did tell me. Yeah, but go ahead.
Now, I'm usually pretty good with this stuff. My wife's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. It was outdoors, but we smelled a gas leak.
Okay.
Immediately, I called the gas company. Guy comes, he's like, I don't know.
It'll be $500 for nothing.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Usually the gas company, again, I don't really know how this stuff works, but yeah. I look up the numbers. What do? Here's the gas company. Okay, call emergency if you have a leak. I call him. He comes with this little thing to try to detect.
Oh, yeah. Look, the radon and all the other stuff. For sure.
Like, it smells. I smell something, but the radon thing's not detecting anything. Comes inside, checking inside, back outside. He's like, yeah, I don't know. It's been a long day. This is like 10:30.
Been a long day?
Yeah. This is 10:30 at night. And he's like, oh, he couldn't call tomorrow, you know, whatever, long shift. And I'm like,
is that what he said?
I know he's like half joking, but there's not a joking matter. It's a gas leak.
Wow.
So he's like, don't worry about it. Nothing leaking. Go to bed with your wife. Good to go. Blah, 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 blah. Wake up the next morning. Still smell it outside. I have to go to surgery. Oh. But I'm calling to make sure. The guy did say, I'll email my boss in the morning. He'll get back to you.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Long story short, they come. They detect the gas leak the next day. So A, they already screwed up by not detecting the problem.
So the first guy was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next people come and they say it's in the pool line. So I call back and I'm like, okay, well now somebody's gonna repair it. You can't just shut the gas off. I come home from the eye surgery with a patch on, looking at a note on my door saying your gas has been shut off because of the leak detected in the pool thing. So I call back, okay, well somebody's gotta come fix this. We need gas. Like,
yeah.
Need the heat, need to be able to have hot water, whatever. Oh, well, that's not our problem. If it's from the meter to the street, that's our issue. But the pool line is yours. You have to call plumber. So what do? I call Mike, my guy at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Done.
Not only done, comes and says, those guys were wrong. His guys, he sent his guys. They get there the next, he's like, look, man, I'll be able to help you out. Get those guys there the next morning. They show up 7 a.m. sharp, just like they said they were going to do. Guys, look at it, assess it, bang the whole thing out, say, hey, there was a leak. It's not in the gas line. It is by the meter. It should have been the gas company's responsibility.
Oh, they flipped it. They had it completely wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, the gas company. And I can't change gas companies because where you live.
I know.
You're subject to the one gas company.
Did they charge you, the gas company, for anything?
No.
Like a trip out?
Other than the absurd bill. No, they didn't. And then I'm like, maybe this is why my bill has gone up. They're like, oh, no, it's gone up 30%, I guess. I don't know if you've had that, too.
You were saying that.
Reco was talking about the gas bills around.
Not quite 30%.
What are we talking about for the gas bill? Good God. Anyway, the gas company screwed it up every which way. Thank God for my friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I Love them. They couldn't be more helpful, and they're professional. They know what they're doing. They've checked out the HVAC system last summer when I first moved in, so they were great. And in this case, a lifesaver, whereas the gas company has no idea what they're doing.
I feel like you have people on speed dial that just come and bail you out.
This was one.
I feel like you have more of the. I think I have. Oh, I don't want to jinx myself, but you know, like you encounter this stuff a lot.
I hated to even bother them, but I tried not to.
You got to with something like that.
Yeah, I tried not to. I tried to do it, go through the gas people who should have fixed it.
Yeah.
They couldn't even detect a leak. Then they do detect a leak, and they had it wrong.
That's egregious.
And it's dangerous, dude. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, I don't want to make it quite this dire, but like that's a thought, and you know they have to do the autopsies, but there's a thought. It would have been carbon monoxide, but that's how maybe Gene Hackman and his wife passed away.
Where are we at with that? Any updates?
No update. There was a slight update on the dog, but I was actually in the middle of something, not to sound insensitive, because I do want to follow up on that story. You know, he was 95 and he lived a great life, but it's just odd where she was found with pills in different rooms and the dog, whatever. But that's carbon monoxide, which is scentless. Gas is not, so it's not quite the same, but you know, there's just certain things we don't know.
Right.
We are leaning on your expertise to help us.
That's what I tell the guy.
And you don't have to be God, but when you get it completely ass backwards, that's like an egregious.
I told him flat out when I was on the phone, like livid at them after the fact. I'm like, look, in my profession, I can make mistakes. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I thought this team was going to make this move.
Daniel Jones is going to.
Right. I thought Daniel Jones was going to be good. He wasn't, whatever it may be. You guys, you can't miss. You're talking about a gas leak. You miss. Everybody's screwed here. This can't happen.
What do you say?
Well,
honestly,
I mean,
were they at least apologetic?
Yeah, they were trying to defend a little bit. It's just the point is it shouldn't happen. And to that level of aggravation, like this is a big deal. A gas leak. I'm smelling it, and then I'm telling the guy, I'm like, well, you're the expert. You've got the machines. If you're saying there's no leak, I'm going to take you at your word.
I have to believe you.
Yeah, I have no choice. And now what I'd want to do is go get a different company, obviously, because how could you trust them?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't because of where you live. It's like everything else, too. And I really do want to find out what happened with Gene Hackman. You have a thought on what happened?
With the pills with his wife.
Yep.
You know, there's just a lot of pills that were found, but I'll let them go through the autopsy. I mean, suspicions.
Sounds like he was dead for a while.
Yeah.
And then maybe.
Yeah, I think that he was obviously in a different room. And I don't know that his body was decomposed, but apparently they were off the grid for a little bit. What's up, Pop?
You got to end on this note?
No, I don't.
I was going to say there's the conspiracy theory out there.
Which is that
he passed away.
Yeah.
She was trying to get him the pill. She slipped, fell, hit her head. She passed away. And then.
But they said
I've heard that too.
The dog was in the crate, which is why the dog couldn't come out of the.
Oh, jeez. What a horrible story. How can't end on that? Hey, maybe the Giants are going to trade off. Let's go Knicks. Go Knicks is right. We'll talk more Knicks tomorrow. That does it for us. Thanks to Alex's arm. Thanks to Hop, as always. Good line, BT. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be back again tomorrow on a more positive note.
Yes.
10 a.m. More on the Giants, Mets, Yanks, certainly the Knicks as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Enjoy your Tuesday.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.